Okay. When you talk of performance review or performance appraisal, it is a method by which an individual's work performance, how he is ideally performed, that means his work is evaluated. And based on the evaluation, what are the benefits in terms of incentives, non-monetary incentives, non-monetary incentives, and various other aspects. It could be in terms of a promotion, right? The results from a 360 degree evaluation can often be used by communicators receiving the feedback to plan and map specific paths in their methods of communication. Results are used by some organizations in making administrative decisions related to corporate communication program. When this is the case, the 360 degree assessment is for evaluation purpose and it is sometimes called 360 degree review. There's a great deal of controversy as to whether 360 degree feedback should be used exclusively for development purpose or for appraisal purpose as well. A person giving and receiving feedback needs all the skills of communication, especially listening and great degree of self-control. How does self-control happen? You first and foremost need to know what should you communicate and what is it that you should not communicate. You also need to know that this is something even if I wish to say, but it is not the right time as of now. So, when you talk of self-control, you're keeping especially a check on your biases, prejudices, your probably anger to an extent, because you do not want things to get out of proportion. Those who cultivate feedback skills reap rich benefits. Definitely, if you've taken, a kind of a thought process where you've taken in the thought process that, look, I need to be aware of my thoughts. I need to be aware of what I should communicate, what I should not communicate. I need to develop that skill by having control over my words. Then, of course, you will reap rich benefits. Seek and arrange for feedback by allocating adequate time and opportunity. Inviting questions from the receiver is a common method of getting feedback. But this method may not prove effective if the receiver has not understood your message to ask you intelligent questions. It's like, you know what, while we're teaching, we say, any questions? So if there are no questions, then we say that means you've understood everything or nothing. Now, what we're trying to say that you will, of course, ask questions if you've understood. At the same time, you will not ask questions because you've neither understood nor paid attention. So it could be both. But this method may not prove effective if the receiver has not understood your message, as we said. Many times receivers have no courage to admit that they failed to absorb what was being explained. They do not really want to discuss or disclose that they've not understood. They do not want to discuss or disclose that they were not paying attention or their mind was wandering in some other direction. They do not admit to it. One more means of seeking feedback is to request tactfully someone in the group to summarize what has been said until them. If I ask somebody in the group to summarize, it means that ideally, at least that one person has heard me effectively and is able to say what I've said in lesser words. You can say this exercise will allow you to check whether you have missed on any important points while communicating with them. Or you can probably say that, all right, just in case if I've missed out any points, or I think it'll be better if you summarize so that I know that you guys are updated with all the possible information. See, again, it's how you put it forward. Have you understood? So the tone, very sarcastic or a bit rude. Have you understood? Do you want me to repeat? Do you want me to repeat? See the tone again, right? So that's what needs to be checked. Thus, the feeling that a person's understanding is being questioned is eliminated and audience is eager to respond. Obtaining feedback on physical contents of your message is not difficult as finding out receiver's emotional response and critical evaluation. Even when you talk ideally in the corporate world, though they say it is more focused on logic, when you communicate, your emotions to an extent do show up. maybe through verbal or non-verbal communication. A simple open question: how do you feel about this? Or for that matter, how do you think your team will be affected by this? These questions, we say, play a very important role. You're making that person feel that we're concerned about you. You're making that person feel that you ideally want to take into the consideration, you want to take into consideration what they feel, and you're concerned as to what they want to do as far as the situation is. So this ideally, what will happen? It may succeed in eliciting an honest response. So probably at this juncture, they will say, how do you think your team will be affected by this? So you will say, of course, my team is definitely not going to appreciate this. Now, a better way to say, my team members, I personally feel they will be quite disheartened. Now, instead of saying not appreciate, they will be quite disheartened. That is also an effective way of putting it forward politely. It means that, look, boss, we cannot ideally think of going ahead with this, right? So the tone, the word, I feel they will be disheartened. I feel somewhere the team will not really appreciate this. Again, the tone. They won't appreciate this. You can never say it in that manner, right? So polite tone. It is neither easy to seek feedback from your juniors. They're smart enough to tell you what you always want to hear. They will listen to you, but will seldom provide you their emotional response. For this, you have to build an environment of mutual trust and open communications as a long-term goal. Yes, people are smart enough to hide their emotions. So on that front, it is easier that you develop a team trust. You ideally create the kind of emotion with the people in that team, so that you will realize that in the long run, things are better as far as the team is concerned. In the role of the receiver of communication, you have the responsibility to provide feedback. You can check your own understanding by offering to summarize, if it's a receiver, right? By asking for clarifications, and whenever possible, by stating your own views and feelings and responses to the communication. If I'm the receiver, if I probably paraphrase, that means say it, say what you've said, say it in lesser words. If I probably also ask you questions, if I'm clarifying my doubts, it means that, of course, somewhere I have understood, and while you're clarifying your doubts, I'm also giving you explanations. In what manner? I am telling you what I feel. So explanations and what I feel, that is like a feedback. Some points to be remembered while providing meaningful feedback. They include: provide feedback on a timely basis. Feedback delayed is feedback denied. If there's some confusion 4 months back, you cannot discuss it after 4 months depending on your convenience. Feedback should be immediate. Delayed feedback appears as grudges held by you for something that has happened long ago. Delayed feedback is another form of finding fault. People relate to what happened recently than to what happened long ago. Past is history. It's the same for grapevine, rumor or gossip in any organization. It is related to some event which has happened lately. For example, a person has resigned after 40 years of working there. So it will be a rumor, maybe, or it will be a gossip that guess what, he's resigned after 40 years. So ideally, even for feedback, it has to be with an event which has just happened. Some points to be remembered while providing meaningful feedback. They include: provide feedback in a positive manner so that a person feels mentally prepared for it. Untimely and negative feedback always puts the person on defensive, thereby losing the whole purpose of the feedback exercise. So imagine if a person at top management says, I heard that you and your team have delayed the delivery of the goods. This is not expected from you all. How could you all do this? You know, we are very punctual as far as the delivery of goods is concerned. Now, if this is one way to say it, what is another way? We have always lived up to deadlines. I was surprised as to how this happened. What do you think is the prime reason for the delay in the delivery of goods? So what am I doing? I'm making the person feel involved. I'm asking him, what do you think is the prime reason? So indirectly, this is a feedback. I'm telling the person, look, this has never happened. How come this has happened and what is the reason for it? Some points which again need to be remembered. Always be specific, not general nor vague. A comment, you never listen, is too general. It is much more preferable to say, you were not listening when a customer was here after lunch hours. With a complaint about the way we handled his order for this product we launched in April this year. Very specific. Specific means to the point. General is what? You never listen. So you'll say, of course I do. But when we are talking of this situation, it is specific. That means to the point. Be descriptive, not evaluative. The moment I'm evaluative, I'm judgmental. I have to be descriptive, like how in the previous slide we described that when the customer was here, the customer was complaining, it was about the product which we launched in April, so you're describing. Correcting someone by saying you made a serious mistake. It is not correct to scold the saleswoman we appointed last week like that. Others present there were also shocked. Is evaluative. Now, you made a serious mistake and then I'm giving the sentence. I'm being evaluative, that means judgmental, because I'm pointing a finger to ideally you, saying that it is not correct for you to scold the saleswoman. Why? Because I am actually telling you, you are wrong. So I'm being evaluative. Nothing wrong in telling a person that, okay, you made a mistake. But here I'm being evaluative. Descriptive feedback would be what? You were rather blunt with the saleswoman and did not provide her with adequate evidence. It upset the young lady and also drew the attention of others present at the workplace. What is a better way of saying this? The saleswoman was just appointed last week. It does not make sense for us to yet say anything to her till she becomes aware in terms of work or how we function. Here, the wrongdoer knows exactly what mistakes were made and how to correct them, right? So in this case, we need to understand that the way we put forward the sentence, that is most important. Your feedback should be on what and how the person said or did something, not on why was it done. Why will be, she intentionally did it, she's new, so she's just pretending. So not on the why. When you ask why, you are challenging the motives. That's what I'm saying. She intentionally made these mistakes. So I'm challenging the motives or intent of a person, and that can generate resentment, suspicion, distrust. So somewhere I'm creating that kind of distrust. Be certain your feedback relates to things that are under the control of the person, and therefore there is scope for improvement. If I'm aware that you don't wish to ever improve, then why will I give you feedback? That's my view. So we personally feel that when we give feedback, somewhere it is put forward to see to it that the person changes for the better. Providing feedback on items not under your control serves no purpose. Similarly, provide feedback on a few items at a time. Overload confuses and depresses the person. If I'm constantly giving negative feedback, of course it's going to upset the person. Points to be remembered, again, when we talk of receiving feedback, welcome constructive feedback. This constructive criticism, destructive criticism. What is destructive criticism? Look at yourself. You don't even look prepared for a meeting today. You're dressed in a pathetic manner. Destructive. Very rude, using the most terrible words which can offend the sentiments of a person. Constructive criticism in a polite manner. We have a meeting today. Do you feel you should have worn something which would be a formal in terms of clothing? I have worn formals because I assume it's a meeting. Said politely, do you feel words of that sort? And at the same time, making the person realize that this is what you should have done. Constructive criticism, that means in a polite manner. Welcome constructive feedback. Your attempts to find out how your communication has been received by the audience are equally important in improving the quality of communication. Your powers of self-perception only go so far. people around you notice things both good and bad, which you don't, and you might learn from their input. There is a virtuous cycle of feedback whereby the more you actively seek it out, the less you can hide bad behavior, and generally your feedback is better. When we say the more you can seek it out, if people give you negative feedback, the only option, according to me, is that you understand how you've got to improve. And that ideally will make you a better person, and that ideally will probably hide your bad behavior, because you will realize next time you will not repeat what you did this time in terms of some behavior. Say probably you were giving a speech and suddenly you realize you are getting to sneeze and your nose is blocked. So ideally, in front of so many people, you cannot snort your nose, but you feel now there's no choice. You're feeling your nose is blocked. So the next time you realize that I cannot do this, what is the only solution to it? That I see to it that I probably take care of my health. I see to it probably before I go 1-2 days prior, I probably take some medicine so that I don't behave in this manner on the dais. So somewhere I'm taking some sort of precaution to ideally not repeat what I've done before. eBay seller feedback is an excellent example of transparent feedback process encouraging positive behaviors. Points to be remembered while receiving feedback. Do not justify your position. Telling the person why their feedback is wrong will not work. Ever arguing, justifying your position, or denial are all powerful negative emotions, making the conversation more challenging than it needs to be. I cannot make that kind of a mistake. So I'm probably saying that out of my designation, which I know that is the best, or probably I'm saying because I'm in denial, I don't want to accept. The only way for the conversation to go downhill with tempers flaring and insults flying. How will the conversation go from bad to worse if you start arguing, people fighting? Because one person is in denial. If a person is in denial, that means not willing to accept, we suggest you let it be. Do not ruminate on feedback. Only cows need ruminate before they digest. Chewing over feedback again and again will make it clearer. Chewing over feedback again and again will not make it clearer or easier to understand, particularly if the feedback is less than glowing. You know, cows are cud chewing animals. That means they take in the grass, then it again comes back, and then again they take in. So same for you. If something negative is told to you, the idea is that the human mind has this tendency to retain the negative. You have to let go. You have to introspect and then realize whether you want to hold on to it or let go. Avoid the temptation to reenact the conversation to a friend, as this only makes you feel 10 times worse. You know what? I was just wondering, the other day you were telling me that in terms of etiquette, I need to improve. Now, if I tell her this, or ask her this rather, I know it's going to make me feel worse. Then why should I discuss it with her? I should start improving. Probably she was the one who told me that, how could you do this on the stage when you were giving a public speech? What about etiquette? So I need to start introspecting. Do not talk about it with someone else, but make sure you're emotionally detached first. It is said that when you are going through stress for an event or an individual, you first detach yourself, maybe either from the event or from the individual, because that has given you stress, of course. Say you've seen someone suffering with health, and you can't go beyond, in the sense you're stressed. So you keep thinking of the person being in the hospital. So you have to tell yourself that the person is yet there in the hospital, and you need to detach yourself from the thought, because the thought is again and again on your mind. When you detach yourself from the thought, you will start living with reality. So say you were ideally, one day when you went to work, you were told that you're asked to leave. So that thought keeps coming to your mind when you started working again. So you detach yourself from the thought saying that, listen, now I have a job, it's a secure job. Of course, anytime anyone can be told to leave. So I'm no exception to it, and I need to work towards it. Do evaluate feedback before responding. You receive internal customer feedback saying you do not want X and they think you should. You have actually spent some time considering X and it is simply not cost effective. Say you want to buy a product. It's an electronic gadget. Then you feel, no, you don't want to buy it. You feel it's expensive. How about thanking them for the feedback, letting them know the history and asking how else you could meet their needs. So they could probably say, okay, if this is what you feel, what are you exactly looking for? Do you feel we can provide you something better at a better rate? Chances are they will be happy enough and go off not noticing that you did not respond directly to their feedback, right? So how you respond again? Giving or receiving feedback in particular job performance can be an emotional roller coaster if you let it be. Learn how to receive feedback gracefully. Me? No. Now that is something you by you being defensive. Oh, is it me? I think I need to introspect. I need to evaluate as to how I could have made this blunder in terms of calculations. This can cause the company a major loss. I'm thankful to you for letting me know this since you went through the balance sheet. So somewhere, I'm not being defensive, I'm explaining that I'm willing to improve, giving you the emotional headspace to learn and grow from the experience. This is what will make you progress in life because you're willing to accept. Summarize and reflect what you hear. Your feedback provider will appreciate that you're really hearing what they are saying. You are ascertaining that you are really hearing, right? The moment you summarize, you've made it clear, look, I've heard you. Ask questions to clarify. Focus on questions to make sure you understand the feedback. Ask for examples and stories that illustrate the feedback. So you know, you share the meaning with the person providing feedback. Anecdotes, stories, examples, all this, or even diagrams, pictures can make it easier for the opposite person to understand. Just because a person gives you feedback does not mean their feedback is correct. They see your actions but interpret through their own perceptual screen and life experiences. I would say it's a combination of both. Take your case. When you have to give someone a feedback, you give a feedback based on their behavior, attitude, reactions, responses, and you also give a feedback based on your own thought process, your experience, your world. So it's a combination of both. Be approachable. People avoid giving feedback to grumpies. Grumpy look. What happened? Right? So you straight face, grumpy look. You should say, yes, what do you want to discuss? That enthusiasm has to be there. Your openness to feedback is obvious through your body language, facial expressions and welcoming manner. Check with others to determine the reliability of feedback. If only one person believes it's about you, it may be just him or her, not you. Remember, only you have the right and ability to decide what to do with the feedback. You are told, then you decide or take the next course of action. Remember these tips when you provide or receive a feedback. Very important to know. Try to show your appreciations to people providing feedback. They will feel encouraged and believe it or not, you do not want to encourage feedback. Now, they will feel encouraged. But what is the concept here? Even if it's negative feedback, we suggest thank the person at that juncture. Appreciate the person. Then you can introspect and decide what you wish to do. Because that is what is told to you. Even your manager or supervisor finds providing feedback scary, right? They never know how the person receiving feedback is going to react. Now, if it's a subordinate may not even feel the reason to react and may not react out of fear. But somewhere it will show in his facial expressions and in his behavior. If you find yourself becoming defensive or hostile, practice stress management techniques such as taking a deep breath and letting it go out slowly. Yes. Deep breaths, meditation, put in all your energy such as, you know, see, anger is a negative energy. Being depressed is negative energy. Put in your energy and mind into something more constructive. Say you like playing a sport, do that. You like going for a walk, do that. Something which ideally gets you more channelized. Remember these tips when you provide or receive feedback again. Focusing on understanding the feedback by questioning And restating usually diffuses any feelings you have of hostility or anger. Understand why the person has told you. Is the person telling you this every time, then it boggles you down? Or is this person telling you once in a while how to improve? If you really disagree, are angry or upset and want to dissuade the other person from their opinion, wait until your emotions are under control to reopen the discussions. We suggest if you're really angry, stop talking, just listen. If you cannot accept what feedback is given to you, then too, just be quiet. And at that moment, you can always say, I will definitely think this over and we will definitely discuss this someday soon. Okay? What you do with the feedback and how you react is your choice. Rather than argue individual points, respect that what has been presented to you was presented with the intention of helping you. Choose which parts, if any, of the feedback you will implement or explore further. Thank the provider and act accordingly. But always finish feedback session with a thank you. Yes, even if it's negative, you have to say a thank you. From 9 feedbacks below, identify negative feedback, convert them into positive. You were a much better worker before your family member got cancer. Sharish, great job, excellent presentation. Save it on the company data board. But that's not what I was looking for. You need to become a dynamic speaker. Your growth is like a tree branching out in all directions. Now, for example, you were a much better worker before your family member got cancer. At one point of time, your focus was much more. I definitely understand and respect what you're going through now, but is there any way we can help you to focus more on work? So, I'm being empathizing, putting myself in the other person's place. You need to become a dynamic speaker. Can we work towards effective communication? Can we focus more on being assertive? We. Though I'm telling you, but I'm saying the word we. Your growth is like a tree branching out in all directions. This can sound very, you know, difficult in terms of words for the speaker to digest. So, what is actually bothering you? At one point of time, you were so focused on opportunities and growth. What is bothering you now? Would you like to share with us? So, you're changing it into a positive manner. Your sense of urgency does not go unnoticed. Your passion is exemplary. Thanks for taking the load while I travel around. You're the best. Always in a good mood when more tasks are heaped on you. We value you. These are see positive. You always provide great service to both fellow employees and public. They always walk away with a smile. This is positive. Your review skills are good, but try to limit your conversation and let your employees have a chance to speak. It is supposed to be a tool to open up the communication. Suggestion schemes. It is a recognized program through which employees can formally submit their ideas for improvement for consideration by management. As we are saying the word suggestion, whereby employees can submit their ideas. What suggestions do they want to give? A suggestion scheme helps to ensure good ideas are not lost. The management is also open to it because they want suggestions and ideas. Employees need to know that they can put forward ideas which will be evaluated objectively and that they are vital and valued part of the organization. Now, the scheme generates cost savings, improvements to customer service, increase efficiency and improves employee morale. So, when you talk of improving employee morale, see if the morale of the employees is absolutely low due to a lot of reasons, probably there's no coordination in the organization, probably a high attrition rate, probably various reasons that it's recession and everybody is insecure of their jobs. So, various aspects to it. It provides a vital communication channel between employees and management. Normally, suggestion scheme is an integral part of the total quality. It is required and it is effective too. The employee suggestion scheme is next to continuous improvement process. How do you improve? In phases. That okay, we start with this, we should implement this, we should gradually work towards this and we come up with an effective solution. And employee inventions are part of innovation or idea management. The continual corrective procedure represents guided brainstorming with a moderator and a regularly recurrent process whereby the suggestions of improvement are distinguished by spontaneous brainstorming. What is brainstorming ideally? You know, where you probably say, okay, we're having a brainstorming session. So we sit in a cabin, 20 of us, and each one is so spontaneously sharing the ideas, thoughts, views as to what should be done next. So when you're probably under that pressure that within 30 minutes we have to come up with effective solutions, it works better at times. And it's more about being innovative. Remember, the employee suggestion scheme is not an instrument for giving feedback or to express employee satisfaction. The scheme is operated by a committee especially appointed for handling suggestion, which is headed by a very senior executive of the organization. Why? Because that person will see what can be implemented when. See, even if you have an effective cost-cutting solution today, it can be implemented immediately. Or if you talk of some other situation whereby you feel training should be given to employees, that can be postponed, that can be done after a few months. So it depends on the senior executive. We all communicate with others all the time in our homes, in our workplaces, in the groups we belong to, and in the community. So we are now talking of cross-cultural communication. So cross-cultural communication, when you're communicating with people from varied cultures, so the Indian culture and Western culture. So cross-cultural communication. When you talk of cross-cultural communication, ideally it should be effective, it should be clear, it should be result-oriented, and there should be a better rapport or relationship, and it fosters harmony. No matter how well we think we understand each other, communication is hard. Just think, for example, how often we hear things like, he doesn't get it, she really didn't hear what I meant to say. Culture is often at the root of communication challenges. A culture influences how we approach problems and how we participate in groups and in communities. When we participate in groups, we are often surprised at how differently people approach their work together. For example, you have an American saying, I want you to finish your work soon. And you have an Indian saying, I want you to finish your work soon. Now, the definition of soon will vary for both, because we're talking of people from different cultures. Their thought processes, their aspects are related to the sentences will differ. The word soon will differ for both.